finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hey everybody, good morning, good evening, or good night, whatever time you're tuning into today's episode. Welcome back to the Tattooed Christian Podcast. If you're listening to this episode on YouTube, be sure to like, comment, or subscribe. And if you're listening on other platforms, please leave a review and rate this podcast. Today's episode is titled Authentically Staying True to Who You Are Individually, Being You. So I looked up the definition of authentic, and it means made or done in a traditional or original way, or in a way that faithfully resembles an original. The word authentic is an adjective. I'm going to give you some words that are in the thesaurus. It says genuine, original, real, actual, bona fide, true, sterling, rightful, legitimate, lawful, legal, valid, and even in German, a lot of us have heard the real McCoy, which means the real thing. How many of you may have fell victim to this before? You go out and have a great day in the world and then pick up your phone on social media and notice someone else might have did something that looks even more exciting than you. Or they may have something you might have wanted in life. Now your joy is stolen all because you've compared yourself and your life to them. Teddy Roosevelt once said, "Comparison is the true thief of joy." I can 100% agree. Being authentically you is very important. Some of us need to learn how to reprogram some things and take a step back and see what it is that we really like, including me. That's why I'm recording this. All of my episodes hit home before I record them. It's time to ask yourself, do I even like the type of things that I buy? Do I even like the places that I go? Do I even like the outfits or the hairstyle or the car that I may even invest my money in? Or is it that you may want it because you've seen someone else with it? Be careful wanting what someone else has. You don't know what hell, depth, or sacrifice they had to go through to get that thing you're coveting over. Because that's what comparison technically is, coveting. We were all made individually different. If God made us all the same, we would be in one big boring world. But this is what makes us all so uniquely different, from our height, our weight, our eye color, our skin color, our hair color, and even our accents. God created you that way for a specific reason. It's time to break out and be you. This is one of the many reasons why the Bible says in Romans 12:2, "Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good and pleasing and perfect will." I say this to say, the world is constantly changing. It's always based on the trend cycle. Everything that is happening has already happened before. If you follow the customs of this world, then who is the true leader here? I don't know about y'all, but the only person I'm gonna try my hardest to copy to be like is God. A part of that, my likes and my dislikes, He gave them to me, so I can stay in my own authentic lane. I understand this message may not be for everyone, but if you have been authentically you, give yourself a pat on the back, because there is only one you. And if you haven't, it's okay. Just ask God to show you who He created you to be, and ask Him to make you whole and comfortable walking in the temple He's placed you in. You're the one and only, uniquely designed, no matter how hard they try to be like you. You are the real thing. Be excited, there's only one you. So, until next time, thanks for listening to The Tattooed Christian. If you're not doing so already, follow me over on Instagram at _thetattooedchristian to see more behind the scenes content. Also, you can head over to my website. I have a lot of free resources at www.thetattooedchristian.com. Until next time, babes, thanks for listening to The Tattooed Christian podcast.
Funny to step back. Constantly online, causing me setbacks. Ooh. Every day, see so many people doing the things you do, and they're doing it better too. Whoa, whoa. It's like, why should I even try? When there's always some other guy who's way ahead of you, but makes it look easy. Why would they need me? Oh, I hear it now. I'm just being needy.